So we are continuing with social media, and you know, we really loved, some people last week were encouraged by the section on, you know, how to comment, and so we've kind of taken from the overview of why is social media so important. It's very prominent in many of our lives, and even if we aren't on social media, we know it's prominent in other people's lives. So you know, even just knowing some of these tips and principles and kind of just with social media, it's very prominent in everyone's life. You know, then we kind of dug in a little bit about what should you be saying from your own profile.
Right.
Then last week was, you know, how should you be commenting? What does that look like? How do you talk to someone to comment? And one of the biggest things we kept saying with the comment is there's going to be a lot of times where maybe it needs to not be a public comment, but it needs to just be said to them, you know, and privately. So now we're going to talk about private messaging. That's the next section.
Yeah.
So we're saying, hey, maybe sometimes it needs to move private. Okay, well, what does that private space look like?
Definitely. So, yeah, the question is kind of how should we interact one-on-one? And so the tip overall, right, is have God-glorifying private messages. That's kind of the overarching theme. And then the first note on that is that, you know, private messages, like you said, are a means of more personal connection on social media. It's not really in that public space where other people can see it. And the first kind of just general guideline is to avoid spamming, solicitation, unwelcome messages, or any sort of harassment in those private messages.
Yeah.
And that's normally in, like, the guidelines of whatever social media site.
Right, and that's in our guidelines of the Christian Leaders Network. And, you know, another part when I hear that is, like, healthy boundaries again and again. And, you know, yeah, an unwelcome message or a harassment is going to be that way. But even spamming solicitation, you might, in your mind, you're thinking, oh, you know, someone wants to hear this, or maybe you're, you know, really hoping to share your ministry or get a donation, or and I understand those motivations, but I think it's remembering that it's not really a space for that, for fundraising or soliciting a lot of times, you know, unless you've connected with that person for that purpose. And like that is pretty, you know, again, unlikely, and especially when thinking about our network, you know, that situation does happen a lot where, you know, people are getting solicited about donating, as well as even romantic relationships that are unwanted. So, you know, just remembering that this is a space for us to have healthy boundaries and communication on private message. Just because it's private and other people can't see it, does not mean it is a place to have unwelcome messages or solicitation.
Definitely.
Or like,
and I think that kind of speaks into almost the reverse of what we were talking about last week, where, you know, if you want to share with your community about something you're doing, or maybe a financial need, you know, sharing a new career or whatever, maybe that is for the public space and not in a personal way where it would make someone feel uncomfortable or targeted or anything like
that.
Right,
where it's like, I expect you to act on this. And, you know, the same is true, though, on posting and all that is, you know, don't be spamming, don't be doing unwelcome messages, don't be harassing. But it definitely, I agree with you there. It's like, it's, that might be more the space to share something that, you know, makes people feel like it's like, okay, they can hear about it without, feeling targeted.
Right. And it kind of goes back to this overarching theme again of, you know, if you wouldn't act this way in person, it's probably not appropriate to do so in private messages. If you don't, you know, you're not going to go up to a stranger on the street saying, hey, like, I need to tell you about X, Y, and Z, you know, then the same terms go for private messages.
So. Yep. So just making sure, again, that you're respecting people's space, just like you would in person respect their space, making sure that just because it's a lot easier on social media to do these things and blast out links and messages and all those things, it's easier to do that, but it's not the place for that. And I know we've shared that in the past, like 2 years, we have had so many different spam and scamming and kind of, happen here. And so it's just, again, a reminder as a Christian leader, that is not a fruit of a Christian leader to be scamming someone, to be spamming them, to be unwanted messages, whether that be romantic, solicit, whatever that be, that is not going to be presenting yourself as a Christian leader. And again, we've seen it again and again, and sometimes we know that maybe that person just isn't a Christian leader and that's where that's happening, but sometimes, you know, maybe there is some cultural differences or confusion or things like that. So just realizing, you know, we say that in complete love, and in your area, there may be different boundaries and guidelines of how those kind of conversations can take place. So I do think, especially in the U.S., were very allergic to, like, solicitation and things like that. I've noticed that. I mean, I even have that because with CLI, I do some fundraising, and it is, it's a hard space. It's a hard space. And so, you know, when I say all that, I say that in knowing that it is hard. And some of you are trying to use social media as a space to get your message out there and connect with people that might be like-minded in the mission that you're doing and the ministry you're serving. And that is good, but there is just such a fine line with that and how to do it.
Definitely. And I think, you know, learning from your mistakes, right? It's okay to make a mistake, but, you know, if someone messages you back and say, hey, this made me uncomfortable, or please don't message me anymore, or please, you know, remove me from your friend list, it's like, okay, take that lesson to heart and, you know, don't continue on this thing.
If you do make a mistake, that's such a good point. Yeah, if somebody does express, you think your message is totally fine, but expresses that they don't, you know, make sure you don't repeat that then.
Right.
And go, okay, I understand that kind of message was not welcome.
So the next kind of note we have here on the slide is, you know, even though these messages are private, act in a way that you would be okay with anyone seeing. And then a verse that I thought kind of connected with that is James 4, verse 17. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and don't do it, it is sin for them. So always just acting, you know, with that individual's best interest in mind and with those fruits of the Spirit, you know, from your heart. And I think what's interesting with social media is that, you know, although we do feel that direct messages can be private, it's on your screen, and really
you can screenshot it, post it anywhere.
Yeah, and it's kind of the same concept with those posts, is that your imprint on the internet can be forever. And so just keeping that in mind, even in your direct messages, that, you know, even though it is private and it is personal, just to keep that boundary of making sure you're being appropriate and that you're practicing those fruits of the Spirit in every way. So
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, Charlie just said, well thought out post messages are good, but if they don't glorify God, don't post them. And that is exactly what we're saying. If you know something's a sin and you go and post it or private message it or share it, you know, then that's not, again, being in line with the walk that you are on as a Christian. So, you know, I think that's a really good point. Even that whole idea of, yeah, it could be posted anywhere. So and going even back to the way beginning where we said stuff that's on social media, that sticks around and it may come up in the job interview. It may come up and it may follow you because it does have an imprint, and people can easily screenshot and save something you send, even if it is a mistake. So just, again, making sure that you're kind of really, really trying to focus on, and maybe even asking someone else's opinion. Just mention that again. You know, if you're thinking about sending something, you're a little unsure about how it might be received, you know, asking another Christian or mentor, you know, social media, yes, you're posting as yourself, but I think it's important to also be getting that mentorship and encouragement from people and what you're doing and on social media, especially, you know, if you do have a question about something like that.
That is such a great point. And so many, you know, private messages can be as much as like thank you, or here's the link I'm sharing with you that I mentioned the other day in person. But if you do have a doubt about it, I mean, that doubt is there for a reason, and getting that, you know, third party kind of confirmation.
Right, to either say, yes, that is good.
Yeah.
You're just maybe doubting yourself.
Right.
Or, maybe that shouldn't be.
Right. That's super important. So then kind of on to the next slide we have here. You know, there's different forms of private messages. You know, we have the friends and family, your really close connections, but then sometimes there's also group messages. Then there's also, you know, people you don't know as well. Maybe you're not even friends with them on social media, but kind of, you know, maybe more acquaintances or people you've met once or twice, or maybe you've never met them. And then there's kind of that fourth category, which, you know, could be friends or family, could be people you don't know, but kind of this environment of dating and romantic relationships, which has become so prevalent on social media.
I mean, a huge amount of people are finding their spouse or their boyfriend or girlfriend online now, you know, and I see that again and again. I mean, obviously there's a ton of online dating apps as well, and I even saw Facebook has like a dating app now, or like a dating piece to it. So yeah, I think that's something that comes up in people's minds a lot with social media is, you know, maybe it's a space to meet somebody, and that might be a possibility, but kind of digging into each of these, group messages. Okay. So I think that kind of is the in-between posting something on your timeline and having like a private message.
One-on-one.
Yeah. It's
100%.
Kind of the in-between. And so it's remembering, okay, this is a narrow space of people, but also multiple people can all see it. And I think you have to be so careful with group messages, and a lot of the same rules apply there, where, you know, be filled with the fruits of the Spirit in each of these messages. You know, don't be afraid to ask for that mentorship on it. Like we've already said, I like this verse, Philemon 2:4 here, not looking to your own interests, but each to the interests of others. And, you know, when you're messaging and reaching out to somebody, you know, if you're being very self-interested, and I think that's what happens a lot if you get someone who's spamming, that's self-interest.
Yeah.
You know, that's you pushing onto them whatever your agenda or whatever it could profit you. And that, again, is not going to be a God-glorifying private message with this person. And you're looking to your own self-interest when you do that. And so just remembering that. But the same is true even if you think that, you know, there's something you want from that person, you know, stepping back and going, am I looking to their interests in sending this message?
Right. And I think that's particularly can be applied with groups too, because something I've experienced a lot is sometimes like my friend or family member will create a group where they want something in particular. And it's kind of an uncomfortable space to have it in a group when they're pushing their own agenda and you feel maybe pressured to act a certain way because of the
other people
members in that
too.
Group. And yeah, that can be a very specific instance, but I think it is good to kind of know if you're the one creating a group message for a particular purpose. Really think about, is there one person that I maybe should message, or how can I frame
this to the interest of the group?
Yeah,
or
exactly.
To the interest of me,
yourself.
Or the interest of one person?
Right. And you really have to be careful with those dynamics and just kind of thinking how another person might feel with the way you're acting. So.
Absolutely. No, I like that a lot. And you're right about the group chats. I've seen that too. It's like people will sometimes use a group chat as a space to like maybe get you to do something with having that like
it
pressure
can be a little
of other
manipulative
people. No,
yes.
And that is not what you want to do with private messages. It is not a space for there to be manipulation. And, you know, again, let your yes be yes and your no be no. You know, if you want to ask somebody something, ask them it, but you don't need to set it up in a scenario where they're more likely to say yes or more likely to say no because you want them to go one way or the other.
Yeah, and it's just what Charlie said. I think that's a great point is, read the room and show sound judgment. Read the room is really kind of a good sense because I think, again, like we can hide behind the screen so easily and we can kind of take those emotions and like in-person nuances out of it when really that's not always like the healthiest way to approach things.
I like what you said, Gordon, about that you like this is a boundary talk and there isn't much discussion about boundaries online, and I agree about that, and I think many of you as students know we talk a lot about the boundaries and people smart and pastoral care and all those things. So boundaries is huge, but yeah, there's a whole new dimension to boundaries online, and you know that is kind of some of the things we're hoping to be touching on here is what does those boundaries look like.
Definitely.
And again, it's going to look different, a boundary in a group chat opposed to a boundary with a friend or family, and you know the comfortability you have with a family or friend member. Same thing with a person you don't know, and the dating and romantic, I mean, boundaries are so huge there because it's touchy, it's sensitive. You know, if you're looking to explore a potential lifelong marriage commitment with somebody and you're using that social space, being so careful that, you know, you're, again, even looking at their interests and wanting to get to know them and wanting to show them love and not trying to, the agenda of maybe jumping too quick into a relationship or leading somebody on and testing the waters. I mean, there's so many ways that, I mean, we could have a whole section on the
right, and maybe we need to add one for that,
right? It's like there's so many important things to remember in that, too, and that the boundaries in that space is going to be even more sensitive.
Definitely. And a verse we have here, 2 Timothy 1:7, I think this one particularly relates well to dating and romantic relationships. It says, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." So that love and self-control, I think those, you know, they kind of balance each other out, but I think self-control relates well to boundaries and just really checking yourself and making sure that you are practicing a healthy amount of restraint in those types of situations.
Yeah, well, I love that verse on it because, you know, I was just having a discussion with someone recently who's looking for their forever person, and they've been kind of having a tough time with it. And there's been a lot of fear with that I'm going to be rejected, that I'm not going to be liked, I'm not going to find the one, and fear. And, you know, she was sharing this. She's like, everyone keeps being like, trust God. And that is so important. That advice is beautiful. But I think in doing that, I was saying to her, you know, but you don't need to be sitting there in fear. You know, we have been given a spirit of love and power. I actually quoted this when I was talking to that person
right.
at first. Yeah, and I was like, you know, you can still have in that that perfect piece of also the self-control, you know, don't be, again, starting to spam people with looking for a romantic right. relationship, but also realizing that you have to put yourself out there. Try a new small group at a church, you know, connect with Christians online who you yeah. know are looking for someone. And that is where you don't need to be in fear, but also realizing that when we do have that spirit of power and love, it also has that self-control of, you know, going, again, I need really healthy boundaries in that way.
100%. And I think that is kind of where we can see social media as a blessing and as a God-honoring tool, where it is easier to connect with people online and to maybe find those potential, you know, love interests that God might be bringing into your life. And it can be easier maybe to message someone online than, you know, approaching someone in person, especially if you're shy. So in that sense, it is, you know, don't be fearful to act on things you feel will be God-honoring. I think it's great to reach out to people, and even if it's for, you know, friends or, you know, for possible like business connections or whatever it may
yeah.
be. Social media is a great tool for that. And as long as you are, you know, doing it in a God glorifying way, we don't need to act in fear. So
absolutely. Florence shared something here. Also a flag for us Christian leaders is if we have a question, we have to question a post or question the validity of the post, the person and how they respond to you in a negative or non God honoring way. That is a flag that they are not being genuinely what we need in a loving way. Need to let them know that we're not moving forward in conversation and that you need to ask them to discontinuing messaging. And that's true. You know, if there is something that is a red flag for you as a Christian, you feel that in your spirit, you know, mm-hmm. yeah, of course, going back to Matthew 18, talk to them first and try to see if they can see that and you know, kind of graciously be like, oh, okay, I'm so sorry.
Right.
If they respond with aggression and defense and blaming and all these things, it's like, well, you know, regardless of what's right or wrong there, I think it's important to say, you know, this is not God honoring this conversation, and I'd like to just discontinue it and not be a part of that conversation. So I think that's a really good point, Florence.
Definitely. So we have some more reflection questions that we can also discuss here, but we'd love to see your guys' thoughts in the comments. And the first one is just kind of general. What's a negative experience you've had with a personal message on social media? Maybe how did that make you feel? How'd you react? And then what about a positive one? I think we've all probably had both, and it's important to kind of learn from both of those.
Right, not just to focus on learning from the negative
yeah.
ones. You know, so I think when we talk about the boundaries, we're a little bit more being watch out for this, watch out for that. But
right.
also, you know, what have you seen? Were you seeing somebody exercise awesome boundaries and thought, oh, that's awesome. And I see Brian Cook commented pursuing peace. So we talked a lot about peace last week, Brian.
yeah.
And I think that that is such a good reminder too in all of this, remembering that these boundaries and all of that, you want to have that heart of peace
mm-hmm.
as a Christian on these places and bring peace in private messages too, for sure. So love it.
Definitely. I can share one of my positive experiences, and it was on Christian Leaders Network actually, and I was doing kind of an administrative task of messaging some people a coupon code for like a raffle they had entered or something like that. And I received like at least 4 or 5 people commenting back saying, you know, not only just like, oh, thank you for this piece of administrative work, thanks for the coupon, but just talking about how much they loved watching the news and what a positive impact, you know, Christian Leaders had on their lives. And I think that is really a recurring theme with the network, and just my experience with students and you guys overall is, you know, even if it's a minor task, just a message, you know, getting some administrative work done or something ironed out with the course, whatever it may be, you know, it is an opportunity for people to share, you know, how they've been touched by work or, you know, their positive experience. And I think I can learn from that by even if, you know, someone messages me personally, hey, like, I liked your post or this was a really cute picture, just taking it as a chance to make a positive impact on them and make their day. And we've talked about that with, you know, with
yeah.
the comments too, and just really bringing that positivity. It truly can make someone's day. It's made my day so many times over.
Yeah.
And I think to that note, you know, I think our positive experiences on social media hopefully can always outweigh the negative ones, and
right.
really finding the focus on the ways you've been touched. So
I love that. And I think that that is something that, you know, we're sharing this, but I have seen again and again that too, that you guys have that fruit of being a
mm-hmm.
Christian leader on social media. And so many of you are doing awesome in this field of private messaging and posting
mm-hmm.
and all that. And again, it's because you can see the evidence of Jesus in your life. And, you know, that is why we're saying that God glorifying, because when you're the Holy Spirit's leading you, that there is evidence of that in those kind of messages that, you know, build Abby up when she thought she's just doing a simple task. Yeah. That is just such an evidence of that. And so, you know, it's just, yeah, we're just trying to encourage and spur you on to keep doing that, because a lot right. of you really, really do know how to create such a positive experience. And I've seen that again and again. I have a lot of friends around here, and I love them very much, but I agree, some of my most positive experiences on social media and private messages have been on the network or has been on Facebook with, you know, students that I've met in person at some of the events and yeah. things like that. And so, again, that's just why I just so love this community that we're a part of. It is. So beautiful.
So another kind of reflection question is, how do you determine if private message is the place for a conversation? And, you know, again, we talked about maybe taking the comments to the private message if that's
right,
the space
week,
for it.
Yeah.
yeah. But I was also kind of, you know, doing some research and thinking about, well, what if like an email is more important, or a text or a call or in person, or maybe it's not appropriate to private message at all. And I think, you know, something we haven't touched on as much, but maybe for your ministry, that's really can be a business, and that can be appropriate for an email or for an in-person, where
right,
social
yeah.
media, again, it is social, and sure, there are sites like LinkedIn where maybe those professional or kind of organizational or business messages may be more appropriate, but sometimes it's fine to say, hey, email me, or hey, here's my phone number, let's set up
right,
a call,
my
or a Zoom, or things
for
like
the
that.
Ministry.
Yeah.
I think that's such a good point, because I think that a lot of people do have, when they get to social media, they, especially if they're in a more business space, it's like, oh, I'm away from business now.
Right.
Now, when we're in ministry, ministry is such a, it's a calling.
Right.
You know, it's on your whole life. And
yeah.
so it's like you want to bring that into social media. And I think there is definitely appropriateness for that. But I think there is something that I know for us with accreditation, we have to have like, you know, track of like
right.
all the kind
a
of emails.
Paper trail.
And so,
yeah.
paper trail. And so it's like in social media, it's kind of that gray space of like, is that really a paper trail? Like, I don't
right,
know about
right.
So it's just like a lot of times, you know, it's, hey, if I got messaged on a public space, hey, can you actually email me this? Like, that'd be great. And so I think there is a lot of times, especially maybe ministry related, maybe it's set up a Zoom call, set up a call, or ask them to email rather than keeping that in the social media space potentially.
Definitely. And I think there's kind of a tone that can be associated where an email is a little bit more formal. Again, there is that paper trail, but just thinking about how a private message can feel a lot more personal, and
yeah.
just thinking about what the boundary needs to be with that type of space and having that reflect in the platform that you're doing it on.
Absolutely.
And then another one here is, how do you respond when you receive a personal message that violates this kind of social media etiquette? So we've talked a lot about how we can stay away from violating that in the messages we send, but how do you feel it's appropriate to respond if you receive a spam or something that made you uncomfortable or something that kind of raises a red flag for you?
Yeah, I think for me, we had talked a little bit about this prior, and I think it comes down to if this is hurtful, maybe harassment or dangerous, or, you know, it's something that, like, even like a scammer link or something like
mm-hmm.
where it's like, you know, you shouldn't even really like click it, or do it. You don't want a bug
yeah.
to come, and you don't want this. I think there's a lot of times where it's like, just report it if you need to report it, especially if it's harassment or, you know, impersonation or thing. I mean, you know, we had that mentioned, Gordon was just sharing about that impersonation for Brian Cook. It's like we had that. So if you see a situation and report it to who you need to, you know, if it's
right.
related to us, then yeah, please share it with our administrative staff. Again, if it's on Facebook, maybe that's more just a different space to report it to Facebook, and then, you know, get that message out of your inbox. Don't
yeah.
reply to it. You know, keep your, protect yourself online and make sure, because yeah, it can be a dangerous place, unfortunately.
Definitely. And here's one I have that just came to mind that's a little less cut and dry than this, but I have found that social media can be just a breeding ground for gossip.
Yep.
It's super easy to, like on Instagram, send a post of someone to your friend and say, hey, like, look at what this person is doing. And it can be really unhealthy because it is so easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of a situation that can be really difficult, that maybe isn't as cut and dry. You know, you're not going to report and block like one of your close friends or something
right,
like
but
that.
If they sent you
but
some
it
gossip,
is something inappropriate,
like,
or where you feel uncomfortable by it, or if it is, you know, talking behind someone's back or saying something that's harmful, that can be really, really hard to address too. And I don't even know if I have the strict answer of, you know, what you can respond by just saying maybe, hey, like, this isn't something I want to get into. This isn't
something I want to talk about. Like, comments on that. Yeah. Like, I don't think that's very nice, Simone. And I like what James Jones said here. I would hope that should I make an error, say something that maybe I shouldn't have, one of you would rebuke me. I'm not perfect and make mistakes, but we all need to listen to what others say and help them get the right message out. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, that's another thing, again, to remember is like, yeah, if you do have a situation where someone violates it, if it is not dangerous to you and if it's not, it is appropriate to maybe respond and say, hey, I don't really think this message is appropriate, and I think it does violate social etiquette, and, you know, I love you, and that's why I'm telling you this, and, it, you know, it's not to shame or embarrass them, but just to be able to say to them, you know, hey, this does violate social media etiquette, and, you know, yeah, I don't want to talk about this person, or I don't want, and I do love that you bring up that gossip piece, because even if you don't private message, again, going back to screenshotting, you know, somebody can post a comment or say that you screenshot it and then even text message it to somebody, you know, and say, did you see this, or laugh about it. And just remember, it's like, okay, even if you see somebody else mess up online, you know, either A, Matthew 18, go to them if appropriate, or B, don't take that into a gossip space and drag them down. You know that it's not your place to do that, and it's certainly not building up other people, Christian or not.
100%. And then this last question, which I really love that you added this one, is how can you use private messages to minister?
Yeah, I'm kind of interested to hear if any of you have maybe some stories of how you used it of recent. You know, Charlie just commented, iron sharpens iron. And, you know, I think that is awesome. You know, we can help and build up, that's what Charlie just said, and encourage daily on social media. And I think that goes back to kind of what we talked about with the posting, you know, how you comment, all of it. It's like it is still always an opportunity to minister. And, you know, I think another great thing for me recently, I know it's probably a message, is just like I had a couple of people that, you know, were going through the loss of a spouse, and, you know, I've just been keeping updated, and social media has kind of been the way we've been connecting. We haven't been texting or anything. I don't have their number, but I, you know, I've just kept going, hey, like, how are you? Is there something I can do today? And just, you know, trying to stay in that relationship where I feel like the Lord is leading me to minister. And, you know, I've seen them say a lot, you know, after 3 months, nobody pays attention anymore. And it's like, I want to be able to, in a couple of months plus, still be reaching out and ministering and, you know, again, connecting it. And that, yeah, how maybe is the Lord leading you to minister today? And maybe there is somebody that needs a private message from you, that there's nothing they've posted, there's nothing that they've said that makes you feel like you need to do it, but you just feel led to encourage and reach out to that person and just compliment them. I mean, I think that, like, if to open your message on and have somebody basically say, like, hey, I just want to encourage you today, like, blah, 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 like, how much would that maybe change your day and impact you?
Definitely. And I love, how you kind of made that as a challenge. Just take that upon yourself to find a way this week or in this upcoming month to, you know, use private messages as a tool for ministry. And I love how this kind of relates to what we've been defining minister as, which is a difference maker. Yeah. And, you know, ministry can seem so formal sometimes, but that is where social media can be a great place, where it doesn't have to be some elaborate thing.
You don't have to be getting behind the pulpit.
You can make a difference in this seemingly small way, but again, you never really do know your impact and how it can positively affect someone and make a difference in their life.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Like, yeah, no, that's just such a good point. And I think another wonderful thing with social media, is just that ability to be able to reach out, you know.
It's easy.
It really is. And let that ease be a way to really just connect with people and, you know, just shoot out a message here and there and make a difference. And again, I think we've seen a lot of you doing that, and that's been a complete blessing. One, I don't know, it's not super related to that, but just one thought I've kind of had today is another thing with social media is we are sometimes our harshest critic, and we overthink a private message we send, and it sometimes keeps us from doing things.
Right.
Because we keep up, will they interpret this wrong?
Right,
will
the spirit of fear.
It's going back to that spirit of fear and just remembering, it's like, don't be your worst critic in the way that it stops you from being able to reach out and be able to, minister. You know, don't let that hinder you, because it is easy to overthink, to doubt yourself and doubt your social media communications. But yeah, you're right. It's going back to having that spirit of, you know, boldness and love and self-control and reaching out. Right.
And I mean, we've talked about so many kind of restriction rules, right? But as Abby said, you know, so many of you are doing an amazing job, and don't let this be a sense of, oh, you need to be so careful. You need to do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Chances are, you know, if you're practicing the fruits of the spirit, the ways you're interacting and the way you are making a difference is amazing. And so, you know, don't be afraid to make a mistake, or, you know, if a message isn't phrased perfectly, right, the impact is still there, and people understand.
And I think it is
heart.
A lot, the whole idea of the thought that counts.
Like, yeah.
Even if someone doesn't deliver something perfectly, it's great to just, the connection itself means a lot sometimes.
Definitely.
It doesn't need to be said perfectly, and it's okay, and don't overthink. And again, we read so much into what we say, opposed to the other person probably just thinking, oh, how sweet that they reached out, you know.
Definitely.
So yeah, I love some of the comments that you guys have coming in. You know, Gordon shared this kind of interesting, there's a movement on Facebook and Instagram where people are exposing religious abuse, and I've been trying to encourage them to seek justice, but also not to harden their hearts against the church. And that's really such a good point. And Florence just shared, don't be afraid to stand on God's word and let a gossiper know you are not in a good conscience, comfortable moving forward with communicating further on the topic. So again, going back to the healthy boundaries, and that's such a good point. It's like, you know, when we see something that even is against Christianity, you know, it's okay. You know, Gordon's saying, seek justice. You know, if there has been a wrong and there has been a sin here, that's okay to do that. But in that same part, to know that not let that get them bitter root against the church, against Christians, again, you know, because a person's accent or, you know, their choice, that's not reflecting on God's heart or what he's called a Christian to be. But so many of the time we see that where somebody has a hurtful church experience or a hurtful experience with Christians, and that does harden their heart to, you know, connecting further in the community of Christ. So I think what you're doing, Gordon, there is super important.
Definitely. And I think that goes back to, again, why we're talking about social media, and it is so hard in a time where we can feel connected to so many news, so much negative news, where, you know, 100 years ago, it might not be on our radar, and it does create this particular challenge where we are exposed to so much, and we can make these almost overly informed decisions and reactions. And, you know, like this instance with having so many people maybe be hardened towards the church. But again, with that overexposure, we have the chance to be exposed and to minister to so many more people. So it is kind of a two-sided coin.
Yes.
It can be really hard, but again, it is such an amazing opportunity. And I think that's really what we're getting at with all these, you know, tips.